Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beefsteak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. Another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy. And you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny's mother, Grace, phoned long distance yesterday and gave the first hint of the seriousness of her husband Jed's illness. The doctors, it seems, don't quite know what's the matter with him. Penny says to her former fiancé, Johnny Keith...
Oh, Johnny, it just seems so strange that the doctors don't know what's wrong with Jed.
Oh, I don't know about that, Penny. Very often doctors can't diagnose a case, and when they can't, it's much better to have them admit that they can't than to pretend they know and start to administer a cure.
Yes, I know all that, but... If Jed's illness is so serious that he had to quit his job in Mapleton, it must be serious enough to be diagnosed.
Well, that doesn't follow at all, Penny, and you know it. You're just getting yourself so worked up about this thing, you aren't thinking straight.
I just wish I could stop thinking.
Hey, now, look, don't let this thing get you down. After all you've been through, why, this shouldn't bother you a bit.
Johnny, this is different. This is something I can't do anything about. This is something... Well... I'm just convinced that he's really ill. He's really seriously ill, and you know what Jed means to me.
Well, Jed Billings means a lot to a lot of people, Penny. He's one of the finest men I've ever known.
The finest man I've ever known. But even beyond that, he's an important person in this world. Look, Johnny, he's brought my mother the happiness she's deserved for a long time, and I dread the thought of her losing him.
Penny, do you know what you're doing? You're practically writing Jed off as a lost cause when you aren't even sure he's seriously ill.
I know he is, Johnny. If he weren't seriously ill, Mother would say so. If it weren't serious, Mother wouldn't be afraid, and she is afraid. Look, when I talked to her on the phone yesterday, there was real fear in her voice.
Oh, are you sure you didn't just imagine it?
Johnny, Mother's voice doesn't tremble, and on the phone there was a definite tremble in it.
Well... You're not going to be talked out of having Jed deathly ill, so let's not talk about it at all.
If I could think about something else, I would.
When are they getting here?
Tomorrow.
Oh, what time?
Well, Mother said it would probably be in the afternoon.
Well, I'll be here. Maybe I can help.
No, John. If Jed really is ill, he may not want you to see him. You know how proud he is.
Of course, that's right. But, you'll call me as soon as you can. Let me know if there's anything I can do, huh?
Of course I will. But I don't think there'll be anything. Would you like some coffee?
Yeah, you better.
All right. Come on in the kitchen and I'll make some.
Well, I'll make it myself if you want.
No, just come in and talk to me.
Okay, but I make swell coffee.
I know you do. No, where does Nora keep the coffee? She's changed things so in here I feel like a stranger in my own kitchen.
Oh, there's a row of canisters on the shelf here.
Oh, yeah. The coffee will be next to the smallest, Johnny.
Okay, I'll get it.
How do you like your coffee, strong?
Yeah, good and strong.
All right. Oh, look, get me the top of the Silex and the Cori rod, will you?
Yeah, sure. Where will I find them?
Well, the Silex top is on that cupboard right there.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Oh, you almost needed a new Silex top.
It can take a harder knocking around than that. The Cori rod's in the first drawer there, right up front.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah. There it is.
No, don't you dare throw it. Oh, Johnny.
Here.
You'll never grow up. And don't you ever close drawers after you open them.
Hmm? Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. The cupboard door, too.
What? Oh.
Thank you.
There we are.
Oh, I wonder what your apartment looks like. Probably every door and every drawer in the place is open.
Well, not every one of them. There are two or three I never have any reason to open.
Well, gas is on. And all we have to do is wait.
Wait. That's one of my least favorite words.
What's the matter with it? It's a good word.
Oh, maybe so, but I think it's used too often.
Meaning what?
Oh, meaning so many of us have to wait so long for the things we want.
You know, they say that waiting for something makes you appreciate it more when you get it.
Oh, now, don't be a Pollyanna, Penny. You don't really believe that, do you?
Well, I just know that there are some things we have to wait for, Johnny.
Why? Because they don't exist yet, or because they're stubborn?
Look, you and I are talking about the same thing.
I'm not talking about waiting for coffee, that's a cinch.
Obviously.
Or for someone to hand me $1 million, or for a job that'll make me famous, or for anything as material as
Look,
that.
I don't want to talk about it now.
You see, that's just what I mean by saying I hate the word wait. You want me to wait to talk to you about the thing we ought to talk about?
Ought we talk about it?
Well, why not? Penny, do you remember when you were leaving on the plane to New York and we talked in the administration building at the airport? We talked then. And you said it was all right to talk about it and about us.
I know I did. I'm sorry I did, Johnny. I don't know what was the matter with me that day. I said some things I had no right to say.
Why do you say you have no right to say them?
Because deep down inside I feel it's wrong, Johnny. Look, I know we have a lot to talk about, and we will, but some other time.
No, all right. But I'm not going to wait forever. Well, here it is again. There's that word, wait again.
Oh, Johnny, sometimes you're like a little boy.
Real problem child, huh?
No, Freddie Lang's the only problem child I know, and he's not much of a problem anymore.
No, he doesn't seem to be. Where is he today, anyhow?
Oh, he went to the farm this morning.
Oh, how's the farm getting along?
Fine, I hear.
I guess Freddie and Mr. Williams are making a profit already, aren't they?
I don't know. That's one of the reasons Freddie went out there this morning. He said Mr. Williams wanted to go over the books with him.
Well, I hope they're on the black side of the ledger. They deserve to be.
They certainly do. Yep, they worked hard, both of them.
I guess you're real proud of Freddie, aren't you?
Yeah, he's certainly not the same young man who came to Rossville a few months ago.
You know, I feel as if he's been around all the time. Why, I can't remember when I didn't know him.
That's because he's made an impression here, Johnny. First it was a bad one. Now it's a good one. You know something? I wouldn't be surprised if he turned out to be one of Rossville's leading citizens someday.
I have to laugh at the thought, Penny, but I agree with you just the same. And that's a lot coming from me. You'll remember I told you the boy would never amount to anything. Now look at him. He's a businessman with his own business and maybe showing profit.
I wonder my pipe wouldn't draw anything, Freddie. It's burned out. Hand me my tobacco, will you, son?
Yeah, sure I will, Mr. Williams. There you go.
Thanks.
Well, we got onto the black side of the ledger, didn't we, huh?
Yeah, son. Just made it by a few dollars.
Well, that's better than being in the red for a few dollars, isn't it?
Certainly is. Toss me those matches, will you?
Oh, I'll even do better than that. I'll give you a light. There you go.
Thanks.
Hey, let's not burn the joint down.
Think it's well lighted, don't you?
Well, you'd be smoking straight fire if you keep that puffing up.
Tobacco's a little dry. Have to put a slice of apple in the jar this afternoon.
Oh.
Well, Freddie, I think we can congratulate ourselves. Our report to the bank will look good.
You mean we're going to be the fair-haired boys with the big shots, huh?
I doubt if very many businesses they back show a profit in the first report.
Well, we should show a profit, Mr. Williams. We've worked ourselves to death.
Well, we haven't worked half as hard as we're going to work, son.
Well, guess you can bring on all the hard work you want. Can't scare me none.
I know I can't. That's why I don't mind telling you. With spring coming, we're going to be working inside and outside both, and we'll have to do most of it ourselves.
Oh. You mean the budget just won't stand another guy on the payroll, huh?
Not for some time yet. We want to stay out of the red.
Well, let's stay out of the red then if we have to bust our backs doing it.
I guess I haven't been a good father lately.
How's that?
I haven't called Nora anything. When you see her, Explain to her I've been busy, will you?
Oh, sure I will, Mr. Williams. But she knows all about that. You know, we were talking about that the other night, and we were...
Yeah? You were, son?
Well, yes, and we were talking about something else, too, Mr. Williams.
Yeah? What else?
Well, we were, I can tell you about that some other time, I guess.
There is something on your mind, isn't there?
Well, in a way, there is. Yes, I guess
and,
there is.
And it's something you want to talk to me about, isn't it?
Well, I guess it's the thing to do, but I just... Hey, Mr. Williams, your pipe's gone out, aren't
you? Yeah, I know. It smoked through.
Oh. You want some more tobacco?
No, I've smoked enough for a while. What do you want to talk to me about, son?
Well, Mr. Williams, I guess that... Oh, well, you know how it is.
I know how what is, son.
Well, how it is when a fella gets to be my age and he starts in business and he sees where he's going to make some dough.
Yes, I know how it is. He's pretty good. Feels as if he's found himself.
Yeah, that's right. He sort of found himself and he feels that, well, he's got certain rights that he didn't have before when he was just a kid and getting everything he had from somebody else by handing it to him.
That's independence, Freddie. And the feeling of independence is the most wonderful thing in the world. You don't know how wonderful it is until you found it. Had it a while and then lost it. I know. I lost my independence for a while and my self-respect went with it. One of the reasons I like you so much and am so grateful to you is that you helped me find my independence again. And with it, I found my self-respect.
I found it the same time you did, Mr. Williams. You know, I was just a no-good punk when I got the idea that this farm could be really fixed up again to be something. But I wonder if you know why I got that idea.
I've often thought about it. You certainly had no interest in farming when you first came out here.
No, I didn't, Mr. Williams. But I was plenty interested in a certain dame. I wanted to be somebody that she'd look at and like. And not laugh at or feel sorry for.
You mean my daughter is responsible for all this?
Yeah, that's right. You sort of knew that, didn't you, Mr. Williams?
I had a slight suspicion. Are you in love with her, Freddie?
Well, I really don't know, Mr. Williams. All I know is that I get weak inside when I think about her, and I feel like a big shot when I'm out with her.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am nuts about her, it's all right with you, isn't it, Mr. Williams?
It's more than all right with me. It's what I've been hoping for, son.
So, Freddie is a success in business and in love with Nora Williams. Has this boy who never had anything in all his life found happiness at last? And what is in store for Penny Gibbs when her mother arrives tomorrow with her ailing husband, Jed? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dinner dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Make plans right now to treat your family to a roast or steak dinner. Get Kroger quality beef, the beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef currently available. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. And remember, Kroger quality beef, the very best beef that you can get right now, is obtainable only at your neighborhood Kroger store. Not only is Kroger quality beef a tasty buy, it's also a thrifty buy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is priced to save you money. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for the next thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.